AI, grocery stores are running on AI now. And I don't mean some chatbot telling you where the peanut butter is, I mean the entire back end, what gets ordered, what lands on the shelf, how many people show up for work, quietly being handed over to machines. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host, let's get into it. Alright, story number one. And this one is genuinely fascinating to me because grocery is one of those industries that everyone interacts with every single day, and almost nobody thinks about how broken it actually is behind the scenes. Here's the setup. AI grocery retail is, depending on how you measure it, one of the largest retail segments on the planet. Razor-thin margins, insane complexity, and until very recently, almost completely undigitized. Like, store managers were literally walking the aisles with clipboards, guessing how many avocados to order based on vibes and experience, and half the time wrong. Either you've got a mountain of rotting produce getting thrown out, or you've got empty shelves and frustrated customers. Enter the AI startups. And there are a few worth paying attention to here. First one is Freshflow out of Berlin. AI, they raised a 1.7 million euro seed round, which I know sounds small in the age of billion-dollar raises, but stay with me. What they're doing is genuinely tricky. They built a machine learning platform specifically for fresh and perishable items, produce, meat, dairy, bakery. And here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just predict how many apples you'll sell, they're factoring in weather, local events, shelf life, quality variation, and the fact that the inventory data in most grocery stores is not great. Like, inaccurate in ways that would make an accountant cry. AI, their model accounts for that. And the payoff. Store managers get a recommended order quantity on an app, instead of spending 2 hours a day manually figuring it out. Less waste, more product on shelf, better margins. Now, Freshflow is small, but they're not alone. Vori just raised $22 million, that's a different scale, entirely to build what they're calling an autonomous grocery store operating system, ordering, restocking, pricing, payments, all of it. One of their founders described grocery as the largest undigitized retail segment, and honestly, he's not wrong. AI, and here's my hot take. I think this is actually huge, not because AI ordering is some magical new concept, but because the timing is right. Data infrastructure has finally caught up. Computer vision, it is cheap enough to deploy at scale. And grocery chains are desperate because margins are getting squeezed from every direction. The conditions for real adoption are finally here. The takeaway from story one, AI isn't coming to grocery, it's already there, and it's going deeper, fast. AI. But here's the thing, while everyone's excited about robots optimizing avocado orders, something else is happening quietly, and it's a little more complicated, because the same week you're reading breathless coverage about AI saving grocery chains thousands of labor hours, social media is having a very different conversation. When Vori's funding round got picked up online, the comments were not, wow, great for efficiency. They were more like, so they're funding AI to replace the people stocking shelves. AI, and then who buys the groceries when nobody has a job? And look, I'm not going to dismiss that. It's a real tension. Here's what the industry says. These tools free up workers from tedious back office tasks, ordering, planogram compliance, shelf audits, so they can focus on customer service. And that framing is not wrong exactly. Symphony AI, one of the bigger enterprise players in this space, reported saving 17,000 hours annually in planogram work alone at one retail chain. That's real. That's not nothing. But here's the thing. AI freeing up workers is a very specific kind of optimism. It assumes those workers get redeployed rather than let go. It assumes the efficiency gains get shared. And if you're thinking, wait, hasn't every wave of automation come with those same promises? Yeah, it has. And if that weren't enough nuance for you, there's another wrinkle. The AI only works if the data is clean, and in grocery, the data is often not clean. Siloed systems, incomplete inventory records, POS data that doesn't talk to shelf data, that doesn't talk to supplier data. AI. Multiple companies, Erlex, Blue Yonder, Crisp, are essentially selling the dream of a single connected data loop, where forecasting, shelf execution, and replenishment all talk to each other in real time. And when it works, it genuinely works. But when the data foundation is shaky, you still get empty shelves. You've just added an algorithm to blame. So the counterpoint to story one isn't AI in grocery is bad. It's the hype is real, the benefits are real, and the risks to workers, to data quality, to who actually captures the value are also real. AI, and right now we're mostly hearing the first part. Quick hits before we go. Taste-wise, an AI platform used by Nestle and Mars is using AI agents trained on food behavior data to predict which flavors and ingredients are about to trend, basically telling brands what to put on shelves before consumers even know they want it. Trax, the computer vision pioneer, is turning shelf audits from a once-a-week thing into a continuous real-time feed. And someone on Reddit, bless them, pointed out that your grocery store's AI probably knows your shopping patterns better than your own family does. AI, which is either impressive or deeply unsettling, depending on your Thursday. So here's the thread connecting all of this. Grocery is becoming a data business. The physical store, the shelves, the products, the workers, is increasingly being managed by systems that optimize for metrics we mostly can't see. That can mean less waste, better availability, and genuinely smarter supply chains. It can also mean something gets lost when the algorithm doesn't account for the neighborhood, the community, the person stocking the shelf at 6 in the morning. The technology is moving fast. AI. The conversation about what we actually want from it is moving slower. That gap is worth watching. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.